I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What up? It's Will, and welcome to episode 2 of The Reality Show. As you know, we'll be speaking all about reality TV, gossip, news, and everything that's happening in that world. Obviously, look, you know I'll be speaking about Love Island. That's my favorite show. But I'm going to be speaking about Big Brother today, too, and the rumors that that's coming back. Going to be speaking about the Kardashians as well. All with the help of my special guest co-host, Faye Winter, everybody.
Yay! Oh, hey, guys.
Faye, you just look at me. You're just glowing.
Oh, stop flirting.
You are just glowing. And do you know what? I think I said to you before, I caught up with Laura Whitmore a couple of months ago, and we did just say, you know what? Faye's just living her best life.
Oh, Faye is.
You really are. And she's... I can see that. I've seen it on the Instagram. You've come back from Spain recently. How's everything been?
Oh my God. Honestly amazing. Insane. You know, like you say, me and Ted have been going from strength to strength. Mm-hmm. Trying to navigate this new world is hard.
Yeah, it's been a year now, a year anniversary.
Ooh, yeah, and I feel like I've got the sweats. Yeah. I feel like the whole year I've been running. Feel fit. But apart from that, it's, I can't really complain. There's bad sides to it, of course, but many more highs.
Yeah, but I saw on your Instagram recently as well, actually, I think you said something along the lines of like, you're going for a bit of a hard time. Is it on social media and you took a bit of a break and your fans don't play about? Do they notice when something's wrong? Are you all good now? Are you in a better place?
I just felt like I was definitely losing myself. You know, I was listening to too much outside noise. And then I was thinking, am I actually doing the right thing by being myself and being this leery, brash, bit of a horrible person sometimes? No, I'm not. That's me. And if you don't like it, I didn't have your support before the villa. I didn't care about it when I came out of the villa. So why am I caring about it 9 months on? You know, just make sure I've got the right team around me and support. Was just a massive thing for me. And now everything's aligning nicely. So we're back in good place. Luckily, good. Everyone always back jumps on it though, don't they? And be like, oh, it's you and Teddy, you're bad. No, he's the only good thing in my life. Sorry, guys.
Which is good. And obviously, I'd imagine that he's been by your side since you've been going through all of this as well.
Oh, he's incredible. Yeah. Like, I mean, I can't big that man up enough. So stop it.
And it's crazy because this time last year, I'm sure when all that drama happened in the villa with you guys having that argument, people would have assumed... But actually, oh no, they're not going to last. But actually, you lot are really in a strong and steady place, and it's so good to see.
Oh, I know. Like, it was so funny because I feel like people were waiting for that breakup message. Like, I've put like a couple of statements out, and they're like, oh my God, I thought it was going to be a breakup message. No, honey, I told you all I'm never letting that man go. When I say that, I will chain him to my house if I have to.
Chain
He's
him.
Not leaving.
Chain him there. He's not going
anywhere. Leaving.
But could you have imagined, though, it lasting? And being like, this is going to happen. Do you know what I mean? Like, from last year.
Yeah, otherwise I would never have said yes to being his girlfriend.
But the thing is, like, I don't know, like, going on a dating show, I'm sure you might have thought, oh, gosh, some people might not be serious. Yeah. Some people might be...
We found out.
Yeah, but, you know, I guess you've discovered that actually you went in there and you've actually found someone, which is good. Because not everyone does, you know, Faye. Not everyone does.
No, there are only a few lucky ones in this world.
Yeah.
I'm one of them.
And you're one of them, which is really, really good. So, look, he could be, you know, thinking about maybe... getting down on one knee soon.
I mean, I do kick that knee very often. But it
just pulls him down.
Like, I am trying to do that. And like every so often, if he's like cleaning something off the floor, I like run up to him and I'm like, yes!
But look, you know what men are like? Full of surprises, so you just never know.
I don't know. I think I would know. I would know.
Really?
Well, he knows not to do it until I've got my nails done properly. Like, I've given him my nail
artist. So you wouldn't want to get proposed to unless you were... What, in a certain location, your nails done?
Yeah, the dog's got to be there. I've given him my nail artist's number, and I'm like, the day that you know that you're going to ask me, you need to get hold of her first so she knows what nails I'm having.
Wow.
Just for that.
So you've got it all planned out in your mind?
Well, no, it's not all planned out. I'll let him have a bit of a say on it, but the say is what I want. Yeah.
Which I'm all here for, by the way. I'm all here for. Look, I put out a call on Instagram yesterday asking FaZe fans to send in questions. And there's one question that popped up a lot, actually. And that question was from @supportingFeddy. Mm. Do you miss the villa?
Oh, there's parts of the villa I really miss.
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it? Because when you're in a moment, you always think of the negatives. And then when you leave, you're like, oh my God, no, it was amazing. I miss the villa so much. Like, I miss laying in the sun all day. I miss just being around people, having no phones. Oh my God. Like, social media is...
Well, you had a phone, but it wasn't a phone as we know it. But...
Yeah, it was not a phone. Yeah. Like, the only time you had the phone is when you knew something was going to happen. So it was like, kind of like, don't touch the phone!
Oh my God.
But yeah, I do really miss it. I don't miss the way it smells. I don't miss how filthy
it is. Hold on, can we talk about that? Can we talk about that? Because in an interview this week, Laura Whitmore said that the villa smells of BO and Links Africa. What does the Love Island villa smell like?
Well, I don't know, because it's like your home smell, isn't it? Like, you don't know what your own home smell smells like.
But what
I can tell you is it doesn't smell like Yankee Candles.
Why?
It's filthy. Like, definitely our year, because it was COVID and we had the bubble, no one was allowed into our villa to clean it.
Does everyone not wash?
So do you know the worst thing? And I wish they'd shown this. I was the only one that cleaned the villa. So every time you saw the villa, like, spotless,
what?
Like the dressing room, there would be times I'd be in the dressing room on my own just cleaning it. All the girls can vouch for me. And I'd be like, girls, I've cleaned the dressing room!
Hold on. So are you telling me you guys had to clean the villa?
It was disgusting. Like, I think a cleaner went in, like, maybe once every 2 weeks.
What?
But there had to be, like, 4 hours or, like, 8 hours either side of us being allowed in the villa. So if there was a cleaner that went in or production that went in, we weren't allowed in the villa for 8 hours.
That is bonkers.
I think it was 8 hours. Don't quote me.
But then where would you go after that? Where would you go after 8 hours?
So where we would be is either on a challenge.
Yeah.
So like down the bottom of the garden, yeah, yeah, which took hours anyway. Mm. Or we'd be out in the garden. So it would be long. We'd have like this bit of tape that would go along, you know, like the walkway down.
Yeah.
There'd be tape and you wouldn't be allowed to go in the villa.
What?
Yeah, but it wasn't cleaned often. We had to change our own bed sheets.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it wasn't like...
Well, you know, in normal life, you should be changing your own bed sheets. I'm like, what? You have to clean yourself? What do you mean?
I mean, I don't know. I do beg Teddy for me to get a cleaner all the time. And he's like, no, Faye. And I'm like, oh, for God's sake. You know, like, you have those moments in life where you're like, I've made it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mine is, I'll have a cleaner.
Do you know what? Let's talk about a cleaner, because I think having a cleaner can make you quite lazy. I've got a cleaner, but it can make you very lazy. Because if you know the cleaner's coming every single Friday, like, well... Cleaner's coming tomorrow, so I don't have to do X, Y, and Z. It's very, very bad. I'm about to undo that and soon no longer have a cleaner. It's very bad.
I'm quite lucky, though, and I actually will say this until I'm blue in the face. Teddy, he does help me with the cleaning.
Really?
All the time. We're very 50. Actually, I would probably say he cleans more than me. I'm more tidy. He's more clean.
Mm.
So it works really well.
Wow. Mm. And as I said, your fans, Faye, they love you. So, you know, it's actually comparing to Nicki Minaj's fandom, Beyonce's fandom.
Oh, like, no.
They go harder.
No.
I call them the Feddy fan army. And they sent in another question, a lot of them again. Faye, I know your birthday's coming up next week. What have you got planned? So that was from @AllForTeddy and @FeddyAlways. What have you got planned for your birthday? I didn't even know that. They knew it.
Why didn't you know it's my birthday?
I don't know. I don't. Wow. They've told me. I know it's so bad. Listen, your fandom. Listen, if you want to solve the next murder case.
I am.
No, but I was number one. I was there before you. Okay, I got her right after she came out of the villa.
That's true. A lot of Botox. That's what I'm hoping for.
I thought you were about to say something else.
What?
Was it what, like blowjobs?
Ah, not me. I mean, it's not Teddy's birthday. Christ.
Yeah, but
he doesn't even get on his birthday.
Oh, man. We love to see it. Teddy, you've got to work hard for that.
He knows. I don't know. I just want to be... So my birthday is on the same day as my dad's.
Oh, cool.
I know. And this time last year, I was in my quarantine to go into the villa, and my name got released on my birthday because there was loads of hoo-ha of like, she said she was 25 in her VT and now she's 26. Oh. But on my birthday, I got released that I was going into the villa, and it was my first year last year that I wasn't with my dad, and it really hurt. So I was like, this year, just me, mum, dad, Joe, Teddy, obviously Teddy first, sorry, Ted, and then dogs.
Of course,
literally, that's all I want. I will be nowhere. I don't want my phone near me, nothing.
Fair enough. And can I just say, like, again, from looking at your Instagram, I just love how you're so, like, family orientated, actually. Mm. You really do love to spend time in the countryside. I can see that you love to get away, and that must be important to you, right?
It's hard, like, when you come from the country where we don't get good phone signal, you've got signs in London I've never seen on roadworks before, on roads.
Really?
I'm literally, what does that mean? Like, can I drive through here? What? Absolutely, I'm fair, it's fine.
No, but I mean, surely in your theory test, you would have, like, read the highway code or whatever it was. You know,
not the whole book, come on. We all try and cheat that. Also, like, you got to think, I did my theory a decade ago. Wow, I'm old. So I would say I just want to be my family. Yeah, I'm so family orientated. Like, my family mean the world to me. Teddy and like gets on with my family amazingly, so I'm really lucky. And it's just hard to go from country to now this new city life. Mm. It's really bizarre and strange for me, but I'm loving it. I'm trying to take it all in my stride, but it's big steps.
It is big steps, big steps. And obviously, we are now in Love Island season. Love Island is on our TV screens. And I think what I read this morning, that apparently this year's season is rating higher than 2019, which was one of the most popular ones. I understand that the first episode got 5 million views altogether via TV Hub and the TV viewing. So everyone's watching it. Like I said last week, I think the cast this year are just electrifying. The bombshells are really bombshelling, not just with their looks, but with their personalities. Everyone's just great. So there's great couples, right? Mm-hmm. What do you think of Amber and Dami?
I love them. They are. I think we can all speak and say they're probably everyone's favourite at the moment. Mm. I just love them. I love the fact that the limelight's not really been on them too much, but yet they're still making such an impact.
Do you know what? I feel like they are going to be one of the couples in the finals.
I hope so.
They're so unproblematic.
Yeah. But problems are on their way to them. I can promise you that now.
Really?
I can promise you.
They went on a date. I think in the beginning, Dami was a bit shy. Then they went on a date. They were on that tennis court, weren't they? And they were just really bonding with each other. I can kind of see a good future for them.
I see a good future. And if they can stay unproblematic, is that what you said?
Yeah,
that's a great word.
Unproblematic.
I love that word. That's not me. That's why I've never heard it before. I feel like it's like, and then they can get to a strength, and then the problems start. Cool, and you can ride them out. You're gonna go a distance.
But the thing is, obviously, on an episode this week, Amber went on a date with Jay.
Yeah,
one of the new guys.
I'm not feeling Jay. You know,
really, Mm-mm. He's very confident. I don't know. I don't want to use the word cocky.
Do you
maybe
know what
cocky.
I didn't like one sentence that came out of that man's mouth.
What did he say that annoyed you?
It was the sentence of. If he said to Remy, if you go in with that strategy.
Whoa! Oh my gosh, I saw that.
There should be no strategy
that,
here,
to me,
son.
It sounded like game. Do we think he's a game player?
I don't want to say anyone's a game player in there. Like, I don't want to be that person, you know.
But if someone has a strategy, Faye, you know.
If there's someone in there that's going to be doing something, it's going to be him.
Mm-hmm.
And also as well, like, you know, Ekansu, that could be a thing.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a bit like with Ekansu, though. I'm like, you're crying about Davide not giving you a cup of coffee in the morning. I've only ever seen you making one omelette, son.
Yeah.
Like, where's his omelette every day? Like, you gave up the effort too. Effort goes both ways, no?
But look, when Amber went on that date with Jay, I was a bit concerned about Amber and Dami's relationship. The reason why is because, I don't know, like I said, I thought they were so unproblematic. I still think they are. But I saw that Dami was on the roof and Dami was like, oh yeah, he's going to like her because he's older and whatever. And I'm like, well, why are you feeling insecure?
But did you not see Amber keep looking up at the terrace?
I kept seeing that, and I don't know.
I'm in two minds. Is she looking to see if he's looking to see what she's doing, or is she looking at him to give him the reassurance of,
I don't know,
I'm still thinking of you?
I feel like even in that day, she seemed quite... Everyone loved... All of the girls loved Jay. And it's like, oh gosh, Amber, don't fail us here because we're relying on you. You know, we're rooting for you and Dami.
We can't rely on anyone. Oh, trust no
really?
One. Trust no one.
Do you know what? It's so crazy because the show's been on for just over a week now and we're so like getting so invested in these characters.
Yeah.
But really and truly, in the real dating world, when you've known someone for a week, that doesn't guarantee anything.
Yeah, but also as well, you only see an hour and they're together 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Like, I am not being funny. There's not been very many, well, any dates that I've gone on and I've just been like, I'm going to live with you for the rest of my life. Like,
literally.
It doesn't happen like that.
So Amber and Dami, we've got high hopes for them.
I've got real high hopes for them. I'm really sorry. I've got a bit of hair that I just need to fix, guys. I'm
That's
really
right.
sorry.
That's all right. Looking fabulous, darling. You're looking
sorry.
Good.
Hang on.
Fix it.
Here.
I've got a bit of hair that I need to fix, guys.
Me. Sorry. It's just sorry. Really winding me up in the camera. Damn you.
Damn. But cool. What about India and Ekenna?
Oh, it's okay.
They're interesting. are we good to go?
Yeah, we're good.
Fine.
Right. So who are we talking about? Sorry.
India and Ekenna.
India and Ekenna. Like, together, they look superb,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I just want more for India. I'm sorry. I think
she wants more for herself at this point.
I just want more for her. And, like, you know, Remy's in there now. And I just want somebody that really dotes on her.
Yeah. Do you know what? I think that Ekenna is just a bit of a shy guy. He either doesn't actually like India or he's just very, very shy. Now the new guy, Remy's coming. And Remy is putting it on India and just saying, look, I like you. This is how I feel about you. I think she's like, oh, I actually do deserve this type of treatment. Oh, I actually do deserve a guy who just is confident in putting it on me. And I think India's really appreciating that. Now, in the beach hut on last night's episode, Ekenna was like, oh gosh, maybe I do actually have to work harder. Well, dude.
Yeah, yes. you need to pick that shit up, boy.
Yeah, literally.
I'm here for it, though. I'm always here for a bit of healthy competition. Mm. But the grass isn't always greener.
Really?
It's not always greener, is it? However, Remy is my son, and I feel like he is, you know...
He is your son, isn't
he?
He
is my son.
You're the reason why he's there.
I am...
I have to actually give half, obviously,
to his father. Yeah. But obviously, Remy was our son last year in the villa. I really hated our son, but I gave him his like personality traits of give no fucks.
Yeah. And now Remy is your son. What do you predict for him in the villa? Like, how will he behave?
Well, this is the thing. Mm. He's either going to act like his dad or like his mum. he's got his own destiny there. He's got it in his hands. He could go either way.
Yeah.
And I just can't comment until I see if he takes after me or after his dad.
Hmm. Very, very interesting.
He's also a rapper, which obviously Teddy B, so...
Yeah, but Remy's rapping, we need to know.
But did you hear Teddy's rapping?
Remy started rapping, I was like, all right, guys, come on, we need to.
Oh,
let's park back to
do
the
you
side.
Know what I didn't like that, though. I didn't like Jax. I did not like Jax in that scene at all.
Why?
I just felt like it was very, like, puff of the chest, like, banging on the chest, like, mate, rap. Like... I'm not, he didn't walk in and somebody throw a rugby ball. He's like, Chase it down.
Show us your skill set.
No
one. But it is what it is. Now, Jax and Paige. Now, Jax is an interesting one because he is... Since we last spoke, Jax has been chucked into the villa. Jax is, correct me if I'm wrong, Gemma's ex, which is just messy. He's obviously partnered up at the moment with Paige. To me, that's just not going to last for long.
I just want to be like, if I could do any witchery right now, I'd be in Paige's like, run.
Yeah.
Run.
No, but come on. I think Paige knows. She knows the deal.
No, I just feel like Paige just needs to...
But do we think that Jax maybe still has feelings for his ex, Gemma?
Oh, 1,000,000%.
Really?
I'm sorry. You're not always like, it's hard enough to break up with someone, right?
Yeah.
Like, let alone go on a dating show to get over someone.
And he went on there knowing that she was on there.
Like, why has he done that? Like, I'm just a bit like, and also he's just always there. Like, he's always very
much whenever something happens, like when that incident happened, when Gemma accidentally called, who was it?
Jax. Yeah, but then Jax
is just always
like,
there in the moment. He's always around her.
He's like he's pew!
Not. Yeah.
Like literally puff of smoke and Jax is there next to her. I don't care. Loads of people are like in my DMs atting me about Luca. I've got a lot of time for. I would literally flip a lid if my current buddy, what would you call him? Couple up, whatever. X was in there.
That's mad.
I would be putting him on a ban. No words to her.
Why are people at you about Luca in your DMs?
Because I said that I don't agree that Luca's red flags. I would be absolutely flipping a lid.
I don't think he is red flag. Like, I actually feel sorry for him now. I feel sorry for him.
I do. You don't go on a dating show, get bigged up for months, by the way. The process to get into that show is months long. Mm. To go in there, you go in there to meet people that you would never meet on the outside world and that you would never have the chance to meet. That's what me and Teddy say all the time. Like, we never would have met. It's so bizarre. And then to be like, oh, hi, here's a girl that you might really like, but hang on, here's her ex too. I love the fact, how good is it that, one? I'm such like a jealous person, I can't help it. Yeah. But like, if I date someone in the past, I'd be like, who's your ex? Oh, it's her, is it? I'd literally find out her dad's uncle's name.
Stop.
Like, I'd want to know your address, I would want to know where you work, how much you earn. Yeah. Like, I would want to know everything.
And imagine
that's
them being
what was
there.
So good about, about the show for me. Because I was like, with Teddy, I didn't even know his Instagram. Mm. I didn't know anything about the noise around him other than him.
Yeah.
And I loved that. So, and that's probably why me and Teddy are so strong today. Because I didn't get hear any outside noise.
Mm.
There was no exes creeping up on my Instagram. There was none of that. I loved it. Well, there probably was, but, you know.
Exactly.
So I just feel like for me, I would hate that if I was Luca, because you go in there for and then it's such a letdown. Like, here, go on the massive bouncy castle, but here, I'm going to put a massive screwdriver in it.
Mate, honestly, so messed up.
So messy.
But what about Andrew and Tasha? They are also, in my opinion, I mean, I've not got much to say about them because I think that they're quite unproblematic as well. Like they are a couple I can just see just sailing through to the finals, not too much drama. Really?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't really have an opinion on them.
But
that's my problem.
No, but Faye, it's because they're unproblematic.
But I want to have an opinion.
But it's because they're unproblematic. They're just like, you know, they went to the hideaway, just relaxing, in love. Like,
did
just
they,
doing
though?
The show. Do you know what I mean? Just doing the show, just enjoying themselves.
Did they go in the hideaway and do nothing, though? Like, I hate that hideaway. It gives me heebies.
Why? What's it like in there?
We didn't go. We never went.
Yeah.
I point blank refused to the producers I'd go in there.
Why?
I just feel like it was such a pressure on to do something in there. And, like, if I was going to pump on Teddy's hoo-ha, I didn't want it to feel like I was doing it in a goldfish bowl.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't going to do it like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't... It's not something that I just was like, oh, no, it just wasn't me. I just didn't like it. I love the way Chloe and Toby done it. They went in there and made a mockery of it, like, laughed about it and stuff. Cool. But there's some people that go in there and try and be all sexy, and it's just not for me.
Yeah.
And I just don't have an opinion on them.
Because they're unproblematic. And this is why I think they'll make it to the finals.
But then Tash did say that she was quite into Jay. So
all of the girls have been into Jay, and they're not all gonna get him. So that's why it's just like, do you know what I mean? It is what it is. We'll have to see.
What is Jay gonna do, right? So I just feel like Jay might be playing a very dangerous strategy, as he likes to call it.
I'm not gonna call it a game, I'm gonna call it
a strategy. It's a strategy. Yeah. So I feel like he might be playing a very dangerous when you're in there. Girls talk. Like, obviously, we all talk in there. So if you're telling the girls that you like each one of them, like, individually, they're all going to talk and be like, hang on, but he said he liked me. And like,
His strategy isn't strategying.
His strategying is just not the right algorithm.
And look, obviously, Luca and Gemma, you know, it is what it is. What happened this week was honestly a madness.
Can we please just, like, move the limelight off that poor girl?
Just imagine you're there, you're in the villa, you're getting to know someone. You're thinking, yeah, I'm coupled up with this person. I get along with them really, really well. And then they call you your ex's name and your ex is there. Oh my gosh.
I would be.
So that alone tells me that basically Gemma is still in love with her ex.
Imagine, like, if I was in there, I'd be getting taken out in handcuffs.
You, Faye, would be fuming.
I would be gone.
They tried to cancel me.
They just didn't give me that scenario.
You would be livid, Faye.
I would never.
I don't know how you would have dealt with
again.
That.
I literally would have, like, tempted them up to the terrace and then just.
But no, I don't know. Do you think they're going to last? What do you reckon?
No. I it's a shame because I feel like they've had so much of the storyline that it's kind of a bit like, yawn, I'm over them. Like, what else can you do to them now?
Yeah.
But I like them and I really like them individually. And I think actually Gemma's had a bit of a hard time. She's 19 years old. Like, she is young. And I just feel like, give the girl a break.
Yeah, she is young. It is what it is. But do you know who's also getting a lot of airtime? Ekin-Su. Now, Ekin-Su is probably one of the best bombshells I've seen walking to Love Island.
Ever.
Like, she's stunning, but her personality, like, she is not there to make friends.
She wants say that, though, but she is very sweet.
She is sweet. No, when I say not there to make friends, I mean that she's there to get what she wants to get. But she's lovely to the girls, obviously. Literally, she wants a D. But obviously, at the moment, she's coupled up with Davide. And look, I think they both look... They're both beautiful people, aren't they?
Yeah.
But it's clear that at this moment in time, looks isn't saving that relationship because, you know, bond...
That's the problem, though, isn't it?
Yeah, looks isn't
just saving... Neither of them have ever chased in their life. They've always, they've always been the prey.
So that's why it's hard for them to really bond because it's like, they're both like, well, I'm too good at this. Well, I'm too good at this.
Yeah. Egos getting in the way. Whereas with me and Ted, I'm like, you're fucking gorgeous. I'm going to make sure I fucking marry you.
But yeah, Ekin-Su and Davide... Obviously, look, you know what I think. I don't think... it's clear that Ekin-Su wants...
But can we just keep Davide in there for life? Because he honestly... When he went and got his glasses, he thought, I need to see more.
and he was fuming on that episode where he saw...
I actually think that Ekin-Su we saw a different side of him.
Yeah.
I was there for it.
I felt sorry for him. But then, do you know what? In that moment in time, and I think Ekin-Su said this, and Chloe said this last week as well, I don't think we've seen much of Davide's personality. I think he's very beautiful to look at, but I don't watch him and I'm like, oh yeah, Davide's like that or Davide's like that. I don't think he's given much of his personality. And maybe this links back to what you said before, Faye, where like, maybe he's not really able to show much because he's so beautiful, you know?
That's the thing. That is the problem with very beautiful men. I say this, my man is like beautiful and he's got a great personality. So
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So
I actually can't give that as a reason as to why you've got nothing about you.
Yeah,
I'm trying to help you out.
I know. And I think we've all been waiting on Davide to see, like, oh, sometimes he's funny.
I do find what he says funny.
Sometimes he is funny, yeah.
Like, I can't help it. But the problem is his one-liners are never in a conversation. He's not funny in a conversation.
Yeah.
Like, he's funny, like, on his own, just, like, walking around.
And he might not mean to be and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it as well, he's funny because of the way he says things, not because of what he actually says.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, there is no distance in that relationship whatsoever.
It's a joke.
But I feel like also as well, Ekin-Su, I think, given the chart, like any lad's gonna go in there and give her attention, I think she'll lap any attention up.
Yeah, she's lovely.
Which I'm there for because she's a great bombshell. Like, I mean, she will give. I think she will give us what's the word I'm looking for? Like, not the view, like the. Drama, the end.
Right. Hopefully, she makes it though to the end.
I think she will.
Who do we think will make it to the end? Obviously, we've spoken about the unproblematic couples. There's quite a few. But who do we think at the moment in the villa has the potential to like reach the finals? Andrew and Tasha, maybe.
No.
Wow.
No. I think we've seen that before. We've seen that relationship so many times,
and
those relationships. Never last on the outside.
Yeah, no.
They don't last.
No. Amber and Dami, maybe.
Amber and Dami, I see making it to the final because I feel like they haven't had much of a storyline yet. They're going to be kept in by the public because they're unproblematic and we love them.
Yeah.
And then I feel like they're going to have their storyline and then we're going to love them even more.
Yeah.
I think Kasia and Moore will be their storyline.
Yeah.
I think so. I hope so.
Wait for Kasia and Moore.
Please don't. I don't want to deal with it. I told you we're not talking about that.
But Kasia and Moore was obviously for the viewer, and now you're the viewer, you're gonna love watching it. But I'd imagine
I don't think I will.
No, but it's because you've experienced it.
It's horrendous.
What?
It was horrific. It was the worst experience of my whole entire life.
Your whole life, eh?
I've been fired from jobs and I would rather be fired again.
Wow.
Than I would go through that.
Do you know what? When all of that stuff happened, obviously the Kasia and Moore, whatever, you weren't aware of like the public's reaction until you left, were you?
Oh no.
You must have come out and been like, hold on, What?
No, so literally you come, you come out of Love Island and you like sit down with ITV media team.
Yeah.
And they like, obviously they speak to you and they're like, okay, no, this is the bad things that happened to you on the show. This is the good things, but don't worry. Literally, I got sat down, I had a Zoom with like four people when everyone else got one person and was like, Faye, you had 25,000 Ofcom complaints. It was the most complaints you've ever had in a Love Island history. I was like, that. Only me. Only me that would happen to. And I was like, yay!
What went through your mind? Now, you must have been like, what have I done?
I just thought Amanda Holden got more on Britain's Got Talent. So.
True. That's a queen. That's a good way to think of it.
I'm like, for God's
sake. Bouncing back like a queen.
I'm thinking, unless you're coming to me and saying I got the most Ofcom complaints ever in the history of everness, that's a failure. Yeah. I'm failing right here.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Elsewhere in the world of reality TV, there are rumors flying around the worldwide net that Big Brother UK could be coming back to our TV screens. Now, this is a show that I watched for years growing up. And that's actually probably why I love reality TV. When I was a child, I was watching Big Brother back in the day on the E4 stream where you'd watch them 24/7. Now, I first started watching it on Channel 4. When Davina McCall was hosting it, then it moved to Channel 5, Emma Willis was hosting it, but it was just basically my favourite reality show. And it got cancelled a couple of years ago, but there's rumours that it's coming back, but not to Channel 4, not to Channel 5, but to ITV or ITV2. I don't know, those are the rumours. Also being rumoured that the possible host could be Emma Willis again, Alison Hammond, Rylan. Did you ever used to watch Big Brother back in the day?
I loved Big Brother back in the day. I loved it. However, I do feel like it's had... it's well-deserved break.
Yeah.
And now it's
I
ready to come back.
I thought you were about to say it's had its day.
No,
I was about to get upset.
No,
I'm
no,
that vague.
No. It's had its break, and I feel like it's ready to bring back. However, do I think ITV is the right channel for it to go on to?
Okay. But then ITV is like the home of entertainment in
it is.
British TV,
I love ITV. I love ITV. It's quite a safe channel, isn't it? Like,
yeah,
it's very family orientated. They're very inclusive of everyone, which I'm all here for. But I kind of want people to be ripping each other's hair out.
They could do it on ITV too, though.
Big Brother.
Yeah. I'm talking like, you know, we want to see, on the civilian version, we want to see Carol, 60 years old, from South London, smoking a fag outside and just whatever, gossiping, doing whatever. We want to see these real normal people again. Because I feel like, yeah, obviously the main show that we have, reality show that we have in the UK, obviously, is Love Island, which is great and it's fun.
Yeah, we love it.
But I want to see the raw British characters just, you know, gobbing off, drama,
we love
everything.
A reality star, don't we?
We love
Give
it.
Us more!
We love it.
Yeah.
And I hope they bring it back. Obviously, like, if they do bring it back, then that means there'd be the civilian version and the celebrity version.
Yeah.
Like, if there was a celebrity version, would you go in?
I would go in.
People would love to see you there.
Well, they would love to or hate to.
When you were in the villa last year and all that stuff happened with Teddy, the one thing that people kept on saying was she'd be amazing in Big Brother.
Yeah, and then I'll get put in Big Brother and they say, get her out.
But do you know what? Do you know what? We spoke about cancel culture earlier and it's mad because back then when Big Brother was airing on TV, what was that, like early noughties or whatever?
Yeah.
And people were doing mad stuff. Cancel culture wasn't really a thing. So
wasn't
like,
really a thing.
Social media wasn't a thing back then as well. So like, people maybe weren't as sensitive and all that stuff. So whereas now, I think it'll be very, very different.
I think it'll be very different. And also as well, you say that, but real issues that happened in that house, there were things that needed to be held accountable for. And they were properly held accountable for. Do you know what I mean? Like it was things that actually really mattered. But at the same, it's so hard because people love to cancel people.
Yeah.
You can't cancel people that won't be cancelled.
Yeah.
Raise your hand.
I'm raising my hand. You can't cancel. Say it again.
You cannot cancel.
You can wait. 1, 2, 3. You cannot cancel people. Oh. Wait, so you cannot cancel people
who don't
want
to be cancelled. Cannot cancel people that don't want to be cancelled yet.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
You cannot cancel people who do not want to be cancelled.
We nearly did it. Right, go on. 3, 2, 1.
You cannot cancel people who do not want to be cancelled.
It's a drink now. And we are drinking tea, by the way.
It is just tea. It's me trying to do tea talks. Oh my God. It's me trying to do TikToks.
Literally.
Like a bebo.
It is. But look, Big Brother should come back. Cannot wait to see that back on our TV screens.
I want to be there. I want to do that.
Yeah, you need to. I would love to see you on Celebrity Big Brother.
I would love that. I'd love Ryland to host it as well.
Oh, Ryland would be.
Or bring back Davina. Bring her back. Where is she? What's she doing now?
Man. She's not going. She's on like The Masked Singer and stuff. Like, I think she does various shows. But yeah, Davina will be good because Davina's nostalgic Big Brother.
I want her back.
That's the what was she? What were the things she used to say? Big Brother, we are live on Channel 4. Please do not swear. Oh!
My heart, like,
you'd get the goosebumps, wouldn't you? I miss Big Brother so much. Yeah, even Davina or Ryland. And the thing is about Ryland is Ryland actually loves the show. He's been on the show as a contestant. Mm-hmm. He's hosted Big Brother's bit on the side. You know, if, I think there was like a Big Brother reunion type thing in like lockdown, and he hosted it. Either Ryland or Davina, I think.
Yeah, I'm here for it. I mean, yeah. I'm here for it. But can we just, if we're going to be here from it, can we all make a pact to actually be here for it and want the drama?
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, do you know what? Like, I do feel like, even though Love Island, it doesn't have as much drama as Big Brother, I do feel like every single year we are starting to see bits and bobs of things. I'm like, all right, that's kind of like Big Brother-esque.
Do you know what my worry is with Love Island?
Yeah.
This is my big worry, is that people are so afraid of other people's opinions of them that they hold themselves back. Mm. You got every single part of me. You got, you know, me crying. You got actually not nice parts of me, very few, but you got a couple. Like, you did get to see me angry. And that was because I actually gave no shits as to who was listening or who was watching.
But did you also forget sometimes you were being filmed?
No, like, you know you're being filmed. Like, you can't be in a room and you just hear a camera.
Oh, did they actually make noises?
Yeah, and also as well, it's like you'll be outside in the garden and you'll hear a fucking massive tractor coming up. Because, like, you know where the pool is?
Yeah.
Obviously, when you see, like, the landscape image of it, there's no camera. But on, like, fire pit nights when there's big events happening where people walk down the alley.
Yeah.
There's a big camera that's out. So you know if that big camera is out, something big's going down.
Oh, wow.
So you know. Like, you know. But I just was like, you know what? Like, this is me. You can't hold up. You can't keep up a persona for life.
Yeah.
I ain't doing that.
Yeah. But, I mean, do you know what? Like, I do feel like, even though Love Island, it doesn't have as much drama as Big Brother, I do feel like every single year we are starting to see bits and bobs of things. I'm like, all right, that's kind of like Big Brother-esque.
Do you know what my worry is with Love Island?
Yeah.
This is my big worry, is that people are so afraid of other people's opinions of them that they hold themselves back. Mm. You got every single part of me. You got, you know, me crying. You got actually not nice parts of me, very few, but you got a couple. Like, you did get to see me angry. And that was because I actually gave no shits as to who was listening or who was watching.
But did you also forget sometimes you were being filmed?
No, like, you know you're being filmed. Like, you can't be in a room and you just hear a camera.
Oh, did they actually make noises?
Yeah, and also as well, it's like you'll be outside in the garden and you'll hear a fucking massive tractor coming up. Because, like, you know where the pool is?
Yeah.
Obviously, when you see, like, the landscape image of it, there's no camera. But on, like, fire pit nights when there's big events happening where people walk down the alley.
Yeah.
There's a big camera that's out. So you know if that big camera is out, something big's going down.
Oh, wow.
So you know. Like, you know. But I just was like, you know what? Like, this is me. You can't hold up. You can't keep up a persona for life.
Yeah.
I ain't doing that.
Wow. Do you still speak to any of the islanders? You still speak to most of them. You speak to Sharon.
Most of them.
Yeah.
Like,
your season was really good and friendly, I think. Everyone kind of
were on Friend Island.
Yeah, no, literally. Everyone stayed in touch with
each
other.
It was really friendly. Like, you know, there's a few people I don't talk to, but in a class full of 36 kids, I don't speak to everyone from school.
True. That is a very, very valid point. Very, very valid point.
I don't do that.
Wow. Fair enough. I don't speak to anyone from school.
I shouldn't speak to anyone else.
Elsewhere in the world of reality TV, the Kardashian show is on Hulu now. Remember, they cancelled Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Because it was a completely different show.
Yeah. It's basically the same show. It's now on Hulu. We're reaching the end of season one. And of recent, we've seen Khloe Kardashian. Obviously, we've seen this in the press already. Mm-hmm. Khloe Kardashian discovering that Tristan Thompson has cheated on her again. And obviously, you know, loads of people on the internet were like, how on earth did you trust him again? And bear in mind, he's previously cheated about 3 times before. And I just want to know, if someone even cheats on you once, Faye, are you having it?
Babe, I was willing to cut off my boyfriend because he's told another girl he found her sexually attractive. Yeah. You're asking the wrong girl.
Do you know what? It's like, I don't know how. The thing is, I know that sometimes when you're in love with someone, you do just, you forget. You want to see the good in them. You just want it to work.
The problem is that I'm such a hurt person because I've done that in my past, but I've learned from it now.
Yeah.
So, and I have been cheated on multiple times.
Oh my gosh, that's horrible.
Oh, it's...
I can't survive. My heart can't survive that one.
Mate, like, it's ridiculous. If I told you the story, like, everyone's always like, Faye, why are you the way you are? If I told you, God, I'm going to say it for my autobiography, guys. I just feel like it...
Like a queen, collect points like a queen. Yeah.
Becoming fair. I just feel like...
That's a good title, actually.
I copied it.
I love that, Becoming Faye. Yeah.
I think Molly May will kill me.
Best-selling author.
I feel like it's hard, isn't it? Because we've all been that girl. But at... What is she? How old is she? She's 30? Yeah, 37?
Right about that.
30? I don't really know. But she looks great for it. But, I mean, it's hard, isn't it? Because you've... You can't. You just can't take it back. But if you love someone, you're gonna have. You have to learn those lessons on your own. And I say that to everyone.
Yeah.
Like, I say to my friends all the time. Like, I will be stood at your wedding, holding your dress, knowing full well I have slated your man into the ground and told you to leave him at least 10 times.
Now we're back with dilemmas on our Instagram page. I've asked you. Look, tell me your life and love problems. What's going on in your life with your partners? Are you in a relationship, a situationship, or someone cheated on you? Obviously, look, with the help of Faye, we are going to help solve your dilemmas. So I've had a few in, but obviously I can't choose everything. I'm so sorry because of time. But one of them I've got is from Kelly on Instagram. And she says, my friends have been getting some comments on her post saying her boyfriend has cheated. Should she believe it? Faye, what do you think?
Oh my God, I get this on the daily. Teddy stands too close to a girl. I get photos sent to me. It's ridiculous. Like, don't get me wrong. Unless it's coming from a reliable source, Daily Mail, you're not it. Don't believe it. I don't believe it.
And some people could be jealous as well. That's the thing.
It's
you could just be jealous.
It's a jealous world out there.
Yeah, loads of jealous people.
And I don't get me wrong, it takes a lot for me to say this because at the first opportunity given, I'm like, you've cheated!
Oh my gosh. All right, cool. So we're just saying that at the moment.
Don't believe it.
Think of who the source is. Are they reliable?
Are you reliable?
Cool. Now we have got a voice note from Faye and Teddy Fan _X on Instagram, and this is their dilemma.
Hi, Faye. I need advice. I broke up with my ex like a few months ago, and I have a party coming up and he's also invited, and I don't know whether I should go or not to go. Like, should I turn up and like show him what is missing, or should I just like miss out on my friend's party?
That's a real hard
That's
one.
That's so sad. We've you all been there as well, haven't we?
Man.
Like, you know your ex is going to be there.
And it's fresh as well.
Yeah, do you know what you do? You get dolled up. You go with the girls, you get lit, and you snog his mate.
Ah! No, that's toxic. Faye, that is toxic behaviour.
I'm so toxic.
That's toxic, because what's going to happen is you're going to get drunk, and because that's your ex and you might still love him, you're going to go up to him and be like, why have you not spoken to me tonight? You've not said I look beautiful. Trust me, like, you know how it goes.
Okay, don't get lit, but still snog his mate.
You shouldn't get lit. And the reason why you shouldn't get lit when you go to that party is because you don't want to... Don't get drunk and look unhinged. You want to look... Like, you know, you've got it all together. I'm over you. You can snog his mate if you're not waved. Because if you're waved, you might end up looking a bit like, oh, stumbling over.
Yeah, but you still want to enjoy yourself.
I know, but that's why you probably shouldn't go then. Because it's like, you know that when you go there, you're going to be thinking constantly in your head, my ex is here, I need to be careful how I'm moving. Oh my gosh, is he going to talk to me? Whatever. Like, you start overthinking things, don't you?
I mean, no, get lit, snog his mate.
Literally, it's crazy. But cool, right now we are getting into icks. Every single week on this show, my guest co-host gets asked, is this an ick? Faye, come on. Number one, if he asks for a doggy bag for the leftover food on your date, is that an ick, yes or no?
No, because I've got a dog, so I want to feed my dog. I feel like I'll be like, oh my God, my future baby daddy for my dog.
But a doggy bag for food.
Yeah, well, I would just be like, I'll just take him. Oh, you've got my dog a present.
Oh, yeah, because you've got a dog. So that's actually quite a cute
thing. I would make it cute. Definitely if I liked him.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
if I didn't like him, I'd probably get the dog.
Cool. You're at the door of a bar and he whips out his green provisional driving license. Is that an ick? That laugh.
I'm done, I can't. Oh, no. No, because I get... This is me being from Snobville, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not... I'm very proud of where I came from. Mum and dad, free bed, semi. Like, I am all here from it. Like, I love that shit.
Mm.
But if you're driving anything other than a German whip, you give me the ick.
Anything other than a German whip? Go. Do you... I'm here for it.
I can't. Like, when I first went to tell you, what car do you drive?
I'm here for it.
Provisional driving license. God, gone.
Cool. If he does TikTok dance routines, he's dancing on TikTok. Ick or nah? You're... Wow.
No,
that is it.
No, it's not, because I'm thinking it would give me the ick, but my boyfriend does do TikTok dances with me, and I don't get the ick from him.
I'm good. So this is not
so. But then I don't get the ick from anything my boyfriend does. Like, I try and go in and walk. I literally try and walk in and talk to him when he's on the toilet. Like,
wow.
It's a bit weird. I'm obsessed. Help me.
That's funny. But look, as we approach the end of the episode, you know that we do a competition. And I told you I'm going to be announcing the winner today. Remember, I am giving away a personalized Love Island bottle with your name on it. And a £50 shopping voucher for any store of your choice. I asked you to comment on the Instagram post, let me know who won last year's season, and tag a friend as well. And the winner of that is Joanna Goodhead. DM me on the gram. Come on, let's give a round of applause.
Were you just rubbing salt in the wound about the winner of last year?
Stop! Joanna, Tori.
Joanna, you got this.
You've got this, Joanna. You've got this. Just DM us on Instagram and we will get that to you. But look, before we end everything, as we know, Faye has just come leaps and bounds, hasn't she, with Teddy? And kind of just wanted to know, like, what's the next step for you and Teddy? Like, do you not see yourselves having, like, children anytime soon?
Oh, wow. I feel like this question was just not a question that I'm going to answer or that I should answer. I think it's like, I actually do think it's really rude to ask a woman like that kind of thing. I get it a lot, and I just feel like actually for me, it's just not. It's not something
you
actually
agree to that.
Oh, sorry. No, I
think. So are we going now? We're going. Okay.
I didn't mean to offend you or anything, Faye. Sorry. Wow. I guess that's it. I didn't. Wow. I guess I've offended Faye by asking that question. It is what it is. I didn't mean to offend her. And it is what it is. Hopefully they do have. Wow.
Obviously, I'm joking.
Like, oh my
God. I'm joking. Once Ted decides.
Come round here, give me a hug. Oh my gosh.
Come on, we want babies.
No, they want babies. I'm so sorry. I was like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
As if you could ever offend me.
Oh my gosh. But look, that was supposed to be. I was like, wow, what am I going to do? That's
awkward.
Awkward episode 2 done. But look, Faye, thank you so much for joining me. And she doesn't hate me. That's confirmed. And that is it from us until episode 3. Bye-bye. Whoop, whoop. Give us a hug. Come round. Give
I'm
us a
coming.
Hug.
I'm on my way.
Thanks, George.
Love.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.